I have
current geek.
This is Current Geek, episode 17. Tomorrow looks partly Tatooine with a chance of Gungan. Hey everybody, welcome back to Current Geek. That was hard to say without smiling. I am Scott Johnson. Joining
Who
me is
shall
Tom.
Be given weather, man.
Joining me is Tom Merritt doing that voice. Hi, Tom.
Welcome, everyone.
You are here on your or on this show. You are
on my show. You are.
Oh wait, that doesn't sound right. I just did Scooby Doo.
Yeah, exactly. That was not a bad Yoda impression. That was just a bad voice.
Yeah, I liked it. I think you should stick with it.
I don't even know what that was.
I don't either. Hey, as it turns out, we all like Star Wars. We're fans. You and I were kids.
We're geeks.
It was great. We're geeks. Star we're nerds. Wars. We love some Star Wars. As it turns out, there is now a Star Wars weather generator. Pretty much exactly what that says. The site tells you what planet from Star Wars most fits the weather in your immediate area. And I don't know what's taken so long for this to happen.
Yeah, I have to thank userfriendly.org's link of the day that turned me on to this. And this has been sort of a thing on the internet now for a while, which is sites that reinterpret the weather. There's that site that just uses the F word with whatever weather it is.
All right.
You know, like, it's effing cold. It's effing hot. It's effing nice.
Right.
That was the first one I saw those like maybe a year or so ago. So there's been a few like this, but this one is Star Wars and eerily accurate.
Yeah, it's weird. Like right now it says the weather in London, UK is 7 degrees Celsius, partly cloudy. It's like Endor out there. And then there's this huge browser background of the Endor forest, which is a little foggy.
Oakland,
you know,
Oakland is also Endor.
Yeah.
Right.
Calling it temperate and gray and cloudy. They go on.
So you can guess the ones like when it's hot and you're in a dry area, it's going to be Tatooine out there.
Yeah.
And when it's cold and snowy, it's going to be Hoth out there. But check this one out. In Sydney, Australia right now, it's 19 degrees with a light drizzle. What do you think it is?
Let me think. Dagobah?
No, it's like Kamino out there.
Oh, wow. So they're going
That's the really cloning reaching. Planet. Like, they are deep.
That's pretty epic. I'm looking at Salt Lake City, Utah, where I am. Uh-huh. 7 degrees Celsius, negative 7 degrees Celsius, partly cloudy. It's like Hoth out there. So I got a big landscape there, which is kind of nice. I wonder if, go ahead.
25 degrees and mostly cloudy in Singapore.
Oh, wow.
It's like Yavin 4 out there.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, if you misspell your city, I just spelled Phoenix wrong.
And
it says, huh? It's like Alderaan out there. There's nothing.
Oh, that's the best one. The page not found is Alderaan.
Classic. The creator of this site, his name is Tom Scott, and you can know more about him at tomscott.com. And in fact, this is right on that domain. It's tomscott.com/weather/Star Wars, and I highly recommend it. Very, very cool. Where is it? Yeah. Let's find the weirdest place we can think of.
Well, Moscow is like Bespin. Fog, mist, cloud, can't see a thing.
Hong Kong is like Endor. But it's actual weather, 18 degrees Celsius. It tells you the actual weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're not into, if you want the Fahrenheit, you're screwed.
Antarctica is like Hoth. And, you know, you kind of figured, but just figured I'd check.
Yeah. But anyway, so there you go. Very cool. I'm sort of here still kind of playing with it.
Yeah, I know. You get just kind of sucked up into it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Wow. Paris, France is like Hoth.
Yeah, it snowed. So
wow.
Yeah,
so
we're talking
about Patrick Beja is in Hoth.
Talking about that today. The whole place shuts down with 2 inches of snow. People don't know what to do with themselves.
We may have to go after him with the Tauntaun.
We don't know what to do. There is so much snow. All right. Terrible French accent. And it made my throat hurt. So no better time than now to move on to our geeky reader submission of the week. I got something from Ben H. Ben H. says, when I was 11, Robotech used to air on Sunday mornings about 5 o'clock in the morning. As an army brat, my BFF and I used to get up every Sunday morning, either at my house or his, and we'd watch Robotech. Not geeky enough? Well, how about we'd start standing at attention and salute as the opening credits were rolling, as if it was our national anthem. We did this for a couple of years straight every Sunday morning. I will crawl in my hole now.
No, you shall not crawl in your hole, Ben H. You shall stand proud and salute. The Robotech salute, National Anthem.
Salute the giant robots with people in them. There's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
Don't feel bad. And you were 11, too, so, I mean, come on. We do a lot of things.
You know, even if he still did it, I'd say more power to him.
Yeah, I wonder now, like, if it comes on, do you ever just, like, feel a compulsion to, you know, it's like Adult Swim at midnight, Robotech comes on, you just want to get up?
You just have to have principles, you know, like, look, this is Robotech. It's very important to me. I don't expect you to stand and salute, but I'm going to do this, and I hope you can respect my point of view.
Exactly. And you can do it with a straight face. You're better than me.
So, yeah.
Good job, Ben H. Awesome geeky reader submission. If you folks out there want to submit your own geeky story, you can do it. You can do it. You can. You can send it to this email, currentgeek@gmail.com. Visit the website, currentgeek.com, and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/currentgeek. That's going to do it for me, for Tom, and for Ben H. this week. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you Friday.
It's like the Death Star in here.
Star Wars track music doesn't really fit.
Oh, best Star Trek and Star Wars, man. Just start a war.
I don't know why that happened, but I feel good about it.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.